Hey guys, it's Mastermind. I'm back after a long hiatus. Me when I come out with one episode and then disappear for months and then now I'm back again. But like, low key that connects with what we're gonna be talking about today on the show, which we are with my guest who I will be introducing later on pretty soon. Today we're going to be talking a lot about like self-improvement, growth, like learning to like spend time on your own and yeah, that sort of stuff. And I feel like this honestly shows my progression within the last few months of the last episode that I made, because I recorded my last episode in, I want to say November. We are in March now. And my last episode, which if you haven't, you should, but like, it was about like dating in today's society, hookup culture, dating apps. Like, actually, let me update y'all. Y'all are my friends. So I literally have not been on dating apps like basically since then, low-key. Like, I've just been living my life, and like, honestly, like, it's so much better doing that. But I'm very excited to talk about this topic today, because I feel like this is just how I've been living. Like, this has become like my lifestyle and like what I attempt to practice like every single day, and you know, like, just staying true to myself and like all of that. So I'm gonna play a song for you guys before I introduce my guest and we get started. So the song that I'm gonna be playing for you guys today is White Gloves by Krongbin. I do not know how to pronounce their name, I'm not even gonna lie, but this is a really good song and I feel like it fits the vibes of today, and also because it's just like rainy outside and blah blah blah. So without further ado. Hopefully you guys liked that song, but now we're gonna get to introducing my guest here with me today, and I'm gonna let her do that introduction, so go ahead, girl.
All right, hi everyone. I'm Mel. Couldn't think of an alias name, so yeah, y'all are just gonna know me by Mel. Yeah, I don't know. I guess a little bit about myself is that I would consider myself like a very funny, a very individual person, which is kind of relating to like what we're going to be talking about today. I guess like talking about me academically.
She given characteristics.
Literally.
I'm a funny girl.
Yeah, I do like to dabble. I guess academically, I'm a sociology major, WIGS minor. So yeah, hey. I guess I met Mariah because we worked together at the Women's Center, so
dang,
pretty fine.
She out in us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like you are, like, one of, like, the perfect people to, like, talk about this with, because I feel like, I like to, I feel like, basically just, like, bring guests onto the show that, like, where we can have conversations that I feel like we already have, basically, like, in the day-to-day.
No, that's actually so real, like, I feel like we talk a lot about this stuff, like, on a day-to-day basis. Not even trying to be deep and mysterious, but literally, like,
sorry, we're just, like,
we'll go into, like, we'll meet up and we'll just catch up on each other and end up talking about, like, I don't know, just being your own person and, like, Guys, I don't know, not, I ta- told not you tolerating it's a lifestyle. BS. It's a not tolerating BS. Yeah, literally.
But I feel like the first thing that, like, which I forgot to address, like, in the beginning when I was saying, like, oh, this is what we're going to be talking about, is, like, the importance of, like, self-love. Like, self-love, like, and feel free to, like, jump in whenever, but, I feel like, obviously, it's, like, it's a lifelong journey to, I don't know, figure out how to love yourself, because I feel like, basically, like, everything within the world, within social media, like, what you're taught, like, teaches you to, like, go against that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're kind of, like, pitted against yourself at a young age, and then, like, it's, like, kind of your job as you're growing up and you're going through life to, you know, kind of, like, reclaim that, because I feel like loving yourself is a power. Most people I know don't love themselves. Sadly.
Damn. So send them to me.
Sadly, like, they don't love themselves, and, like, I feel like when you don't, like, love yourself and you don't value yourself and you aren't aware of, like, the capabilities that you have and the potential that you have to change or do whatever it is that you want to, like, within the world, then, like, first of all, you're doing a disservice to yourself. And second of all, like, I feel like you're setting yourself up to end up in, like, situations where people could potentially be, like, taking advantage of you. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel, I mean, it's common sense, I think. But, like,
I agree. I feel like, I mean, obviously everyone goes through, like, different life experiences, but, like, it's pretty apparent that, like, self-love is not linear. Like, you're not gonna just wake up one day and be like, oh my god, I love myself. Like, no, like, it is a fucking, no one really talks about how much labor goes into it.
Yes.
Like, it is very straining, bro. Like, there are days where you wake up and you're just like, I can't do this. And that's completely fine. I feel like self-love also kind of reflects on, like, where you are at in your life, like, what stage you're in, like, how's your mental health, like, there's a ton of factors that go into, like, loving yourself, and one of them being, like, who you surround yourself with. Like, if you're around people all the time that are negative or using you, and, like, I don't know, I just feel like if there's just all that bad energy around you, like, it's gonna be harder for you to, like, pay attention to yourself. And, like, honestly, like, me as a person, I feel like I do tend to, like, the people in my life, you know what I mean? Like, obviously I'm gonna help out my friends, I'll help out my partner, I'll help out my family whenever I can, and, like, low-key put others before myself. But it's not a crime to put yourself before others. Like, I feel like people see it as being, like, such a selfish thing, and, like, in a bad way, and it's not. I feel like it's a good thing to be selfish.
If you don't take care of yourself, then how can you take care of other people? Like, exactly. I feel like I learned, like, like, as I kind of, I mentioned before, I'm pretty sure, like, in the last episode, like, I feel like there's been a lot of things that have, like, gone on within my life, like, within, like, the last year, like, and in terms of, like, getting out of, like, a long-term relationship, in terms of, like, having to leave friends behind, like, I've made a lot of decisions where I had, and it sometimes it feels unfortunate to choose yourself. Like, it truly does, like, feel bad, and it hurts, and, like, it sucks. But when I think about where I am today, like, it was all worth it, because, like, I feel like, basically, as you said, like, in terms, in any relationship, whether that's, like, romantic or, like, platonic, like, I feel like I want to surround myself with people who are going to be, like, building me up as a person, and, like, helping me grow, like, I don't know, rather than, like, I feel like there's a lot of, it's easy to, like, get into relationships, especially friendships, with people who, like, just, like, dump all of their, like, stuff on you.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I remember, like, I'm going through a difficult moment in my life, like, okay, like, I'm going through a breakup, and, you know, like, I'm going through it.
It's literally, she's down.
I'm down bad. And you're coming to me, like, every single day with, like, your own problems and, like, you're my friend. Like, obviously, I love you, I care about you, and I want to be there for you, but, like, are you being there for me through what I'm going through, or, like, too? Like, I feel like that's kind of, there's that, but it's also, like, how am I supposed to heal when I'm too busy trying to help you work through your own problems, especially if it's just, like, constant, like, day after, like, if there's always, like, we all know that person where, like, bruh, you're, like, ugh, there's always something with you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like, I'm sorry. It's not a crime to have boundaries. It's, like, I don't know. I feel like when you're in a relationship, both platonic and, like, romantic, like, I feel like people assume, like, okay, like, I'm disposable to you, vice versa. Like, no. Like, you have your own life, you have the own things, like, things that you're going through and you're trying to, like, process, and vice versa, like, that person is too. Like, I'm not saying you can't help your friends or you can't help the people you love. Of course, if you love them, you're going to want to help them, but also do it with, like, I don't know, I don't want to say caution, but, like, do it with, like, a certain limit in mind. Like, you don't want to completely give yourself to someone and they're not reciprocating that same energy, because then low-key you just kind of look silly. Then
you look silly, and also, like, I don't know, like, I especially, I guess the relationship that I think of specifically is, like, my last relationship. Like, it's so exhausting to be, like, pouring yourself, like, pouring into someone else's cup and not have them pouring anything back into yours. Like, we were, like, literally talking about this, like, it's not to say, and, like, this goes for friendships too, it's not to say that, like, when you're in a relationship, it's always going to be 50-50. Like, that's not reasonable at all. Like, people go through different things at different moments, and then, you know, like, people need to be supported. But I feel like if you are putting your all into someone and they are giving you nothing back, then, like, I don't know, like, you just, like, I feel like I just became, like, a shell of a person. Like, I have so much to give, but, like, I'm just not getting anything back from it.
I feel like also, like, with that, like, I'm just gonna speak personally from, like, being in a relationship or a long-term relationship. Like, I'm not saying that you don't forget to, like, think about yourself from time to time. Like, it does happen. You're human. Like, you know, like, things go on in life. And that's definitely happened to me. Like, I've forgotten to take care of myself of quite a few times in my life, to be honest. And, like, it's a process. Like, sometimes, like, you don't really notice it until people in your life point it out, and you're kind of like, oh, wait, when's the last time I did something for myself? Or when's the last time I, like, set up a new boundary? Like, that's not a bad thing. I feel like, kind of going back to what you were saying, like, relationships don't have to be 50-50. I completely agree. Like, you're both in different stages in your life. Like, you know, like, you have completely different life experiences. Like, I think the whole basis is if you both love each other and you love your, like, love yourself, then that should be, it should be a, like, somewhat healthy relationship. Like, obviously, like, there's more factors into it, but, like, I feel like if you're both actively working on yourselves, then, like, that's what matters.
I agree with that. And, like, I feel like, honestly, like, a small way to, like, I feel like help you, like, choose yourself is to just, like, do one thing for yourself a day. Just, like, one thing. Like, because I feel like once you get into that practice, like, it starts to become easier and easier. And, like, I feel like that can look like different things. Like, to me, like, I feel like last summer was a very good summer for me, because I mean, first of all, I was not tied to anything. I just would do anything and everything that I wanted to do. And I just feel like that was so freeing. I did not rely on anyone. And I'm not saying, like, oh, go be a loner, go be, like, no. Like, but, like, if I wanted to go thrifting, like, I wasn't like, oh, well, I can't go thrifting alone. Like, I need my, like, no. I'd get in my car, I'd drive, I'd thrift. Like, I can listen to, like, some music while I'm thrifting. Or, like, if I'm like, oh, like, I want to go get food here, I want to go on a walk here, like, I want to go on a hike, take my dog, like, I would, and I would, like, I'd be driving far, too. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to leak my my Addy, but like I would be driving to like Naugatuck, like Rhode Island, because I'm like, oh, I heard they got a cool like shopping place there. Like I didn't go with anyone. I just drove there myself. And like, when I think back, like I appreciate having all that time with myself while I'm driving. Like I am just able to like, first of all, it's just listen to music, yeah. which I like.
She works at Woos.
Like, I don't know. It was nice just getting to, like, just me. Like, I'm listening to music. I can just reflect on my life and, like, contemplate things. And just, like, I feel like it's just peaceful. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, too, another thing that goes into that is a lot of people are, like, scared to do things alone. But I feel like they shouldn't be. And honestly, like, once you start doing things alone, like, you realize it's not as scary as you thought. Like, at the end of the day, like, you come into the world as yourself, basically, like, I don't know. Like, in a way, I feel like you come into the world kind of alone. Like, yeah, you're coming out of someone, but, like, and then you also, like, you leave the world, like, on your own. Like, don't you want to have a good relationship with yourself?
Like, I feel like, yeah, there's, like, a difference between wanting to be alone and being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
I prioritize my time for myself. Like,
I feel like we're similar in the fact that, like,
I love to, like, just low-key rot, you know? Not even just rot, but, like, if I want to walk to the beach, because I live near the beach, like, I'll go there. I remember, like, mm-hmm. the past summer, like, I would walk there and, like, journal. And, like, I was never, prior to that summer, I was never really someone who would, like, do little things for myself, just because I wasn't really aware how to do it. I didn't know where to start. And like, also kind of relating back to what you were saying, like last summer I also was like not in a relationship, you know, until like the end, more towards the end. But that portion of me not being in a relationship, as soon as you go through that breakup, I mean, me personally, I started reflecting about everything that I wanted to, like, improve on with myself.
Yes,
like,
I agree.
I would, like, think about, like, okay, I want to be more outgoing. I want to meet mm-hmm. new people. I want to have new hobbies. Like, and, like, yeah, like, not being in a relationship can be liberating for some people. And for others, it's, like, the complete opposite. Like, I completely get it. No shade. But, like, for me, being able to have that alone time after, like, I don't know, just forgetting myself for so long was so important. Like, I'm a completely different person than I was a year ago. And I say that with the utmost, like, pride. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so proud of myself and my progress that I've made.
Yes.
Like, yay. I feel like I needed it. And, like, shit happens. Oh, am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Shit happens. And, like, you know how, like, people are like, everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. It does, though.
It really does.
I went through that, like, that past year, like, was for a reason, because it got me to the point where I'm at today. Like, I am so, like, I feel like I'm becoming so secure with myself. Like, and I'm not saying I don't have, like, bumps in the road where I'm, like, you know, having my bad days. I'm human. Like, that's important. I feel like you also need to go through the bad days to go, like, get to the good. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like, I emphasize this to everyone, like, go find a hobby. Like, go do something, like, just something little, like, go on a walk, like, I don't know, like, go get fresh air, touch grass, bruh, like, it literally helps. I don't know, that's just kind of, like, my take on it, though.
No, I agree with that. Like, I feel like even, like I said at the beginning, like, I haven't made an episode, like, in a minute, just because this has been a busy semester for me, but, like, in a way, like, that is also me choosing myself. Like, this this is, to me, doing this and, like, music and, like, being a part of, like, Woos and stuff, like, that is, like, a hobby, and that is something that is very, like, dear to me. But also, too, like, there's moments where you have to prioritize mm-hmm. other things. And, you know, I'm happy that I woke up on this Saturday and was like, you know what, I'm feeling, like, creative, I'm feeling like I'm trying to yap. So.
Yeah, literally waking up to that text of what are you doing later? I was like, all right, we're cooking.
Literally.
No, but I feel like before I, like, had my year of being, you know, independent and single, like, I'll be so real. I was kind of dependent. And I'm not talking about, like, dependent and, like, oh, always hanging out with you. Dependent mm-hmm. emotionally. Like, yes, if this person yes. had a bad day, I had a bad day.
Yes.
Like, if this person was over the moon happy, I was over the moon yes. happy for them. But, girl, I was sitting at home doing what? Nothing. Like, I wasn't experiencing anything. And I was so dependent emotionally that, like, I really did need this kick in the butt to realize, like, girl, you're your own person. Like, I don't understand. Like, never rely on someone else's emotions to, like, dictate your life.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not something that I feel like I've, like, explicitly, like, thought about. But, like, that's so true. I've been single for, like, over a year now. And I just feel like it's so, like, and this is part of why I find it so, like, liberating is, like, I have learned to, and, like, it is a hard process, but, like, to not let other people's emotions, like, affect me. Like, I feel like I'm a very, like, okay, I'm not trying to say I'm an empath, but, like, I feel like I'm a very, like, empathetic person, and I'm very sensitive. And when it comes to people that I love, like, I just feel like I just, like, love them so much. I just want to like take it on for them and like yeah, help literally. Them and like that is not it's not healthy without boundaries.
I agree.
And I feel like too I'd be the type of person where like okay if I'm in a good mood and then I interact with someone I care about and they're stressed, I leave stressed. Yeah. I don't like that. I don't want to let other people have that power over me because you need to have the power over yourself to decide, like, okay, like, is it valid to be feeling this way? Yeah. Like, this isn't how I feel. This is how you feel. And, like, obviously, like, there's moments where, like, I feel like it definitely can feel impossible not to let, like, someone else's emotions, like, impact you. But I feel like you get to decide what you want to be upset about, what you want to mm-hmm. be happy about. Like, I feel like this is something that honestly, like, I in a way has probably like annoyed people around me lately, but like I just feel like now if someone's like freaking out to me about something, I'm like I'm calm. I respect right. how you're feeling and mm-hmm. like I'm here for you, but like I'm not gonna join in on the chaos.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I hope the fact that I'm not being reactive to your emotions is helping you calm down a little bit and realize, like,
yeah,
maybe it's not that deep, or, like, maybe there's a solution to this problem. Like, mm-hmm. I just feel like and to me, like, that is the most, like, the freeing thing about it is just being able to move through the world not letting, like, the goal is to move through the world and try to not let things always affect me so personally, because yeah. I feel like a lot of the time, like shit doesn't even have to do with you. Like, it has yeah. to do with the other person. Like, you are the only person that you know what's truly going on with and like why you're feeling or acting a certain way. Like, let other people figure out their own stuff on their own, you know?
I 100% agree. And like, we were talking about this yesterday, like, about like how we're just nurturing people, and also women are just very nurturing. So if I hear someone talking to me or like complaining to me about something that's going on, I don't know what it is, like, immediately in my mind it's like, okay, what's a solution I can think of?
Yes.
That's not my job though. Mm-hmm. Like, you have other people and other resources you can go to. So I feel like establishing those boundaries, like, I'm not saying you can't complain to me, because that's totally fine. I would be lying if I say I never complain to anyone about anything. Like, but there's also a certain limit that you can put, like, have that, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I always, like, put on, like, that stress onto myself. I'm like, okay, like, what can I do to help this person? What can I do to, like, make you feel better? Like, as much as I love you, like, peace and love, not my problem. Like, peace and love, not my problem. Like, and I feel like I've been learning that throughout time and throughout life, just growing up and stuff. Like, I used to be in a friendship that was very, very toxic, and I just did not have, like, the bravery to, like, stand up for myself, if I'm being so completely honest. And I would let this person just, like, complain all the time towards me, rant, mind you, this person did have a therapist. It felt like I became the therapist. Like, girl, peace and love, but I just can't do this right now. And I feel like that's okay. Like, you don't have to, like, give people advice all the time if you don't feel like it. Like, it really just depends on, like, where you're at in life, to be honest.
Like, I know we, like, slightly talked about this earlier, but, like, I just feel like, too, like, boundaries are so important to me nowadays. And especially, like, I want to only surround myself with people who respect my boundaries. Because mm-hmm. much like you, as you're saying, like, I feel like in my last relationship, like, I would try, I feel like, to set up boundaries yes. that would constantly just, yes. like, be crossed.
I agree.
And it's, like, when you're trying to set boundaries and someone's, like, crossing them, like, I feel like in a way that just, like, first of all, it breaks the boundaries down. And, like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I just feel like you kind of, like, obviously you have, like, autonomy. But, like, in a way, like, I feel like you don't. Yeah. And it honestly, like, really says a lot about a person who's not able to respect your boundaries.
Yeah.
To me, like, I don't know. Like, I want to make sure that I'm being respectful of the people that I care about, like, at all moments. I want them to let me know if I'm doing anything that makes them uncomfortable, if I'm telling them too much while they got stuff going on in their life. Like, boundaries can literally be about, like, any and, like,
yeah,
every type of topic. But, like, in a way, too, like, whether someone respects your boundaries or not shows you exactly how they feel about you.
And, like, it does tie back to communication. Like, I feel like before I was always so, like, so much more hesitant to have conversations about what I am and am not okay with. Mm-hmm. Just because, like I said before, I wasn't familiar with it. I didn't know where to start. Like, I didn't know how to go about these conversations. Like, I didn't really have much of a backbone, to be honest. And, like, now, obviously, like, I feel like I've been growing more into being able to be upfront about that stuff, being more blunt about it. Like, sometimes you just shouldn't have to think too much about the other person's feelings. Like, if it needs to be said, it needs to be said. Like, I'm sorry, but I had to say that.
I agree with that completely, because I feel like another issue is, like, and I do think that there's, like, two sides of the spectrum of this. Like, I feel like I'm a very, like, honest person.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's always been easy for me, I feel like, to say how I feel or if I want to, like, say something to someone. Like, I think that's, like, good, because a lot of people, I feel like, in society, like, honestly, like, are not used to, like, honesty.
Yeah.
But, like, I do want to acknowledge at the same time, like, there comes a point, there can come a point where, like, you're on, like, is your honesty constructive? That's what I feel like I like to think about, too.
Yeah.
Because there's some people who will be like, oh, well, I'm so, like, brutally honest, blah, blah, blah. And, like, they just use that as an excuse to, like,
to be rude,
treat people like shit. Yes. Like, no, like, that's not what I'm about at all. But, like, I am about open communication and, like,
I agree.
Expressing that with people that you have relationships with. And I think in general, like, a lot of people don't know how to communicate, and I don't know the answers to that solution, like, because everyone is raised differently yeah. and has different life experiences, but
communication looks different. Like, it really does. Like, I feel like, I don't know, for some people in my life, I feel like it's easier to go to them. Even now, like, I'll be so honest, like, it's easier to go to certain people than others to, like, talk to them about, like, I don't know, either asking for advice or, like, having them talk to me and me giving them advice. Like, and, like, I agree with you, some people use honesty as an excuse to just be rude, and that's so annoying. I'm sorry, like, no. Like, and I feel like now I'm definitely more of a, like, the type of person to call that out. I'll be like, what are you saying? Like, because to exactly. me, it sounds like you're kind of being rude. And back then, oh, I would not have said anything. I'd have been like, okay, let me move on with my day. Like, I was just so avoidant. And, that's where, like, stems back to, like, self-love. Like, these people speak out of, like, hatred and, like, rudeness because they do not love themselves.
Exactly.
Like, and, like I said, like, me having, like, my time to be myself, to be in a room with myself, like, just kind of focus on my energy, like, is so helpful. Like, I feel like it's so easy to forget about yourself, but you also, like, you need to, like, consider all the factors into this. Like, who are you surrounding yourself with is such a big thing to me. Like, are people being negative all the time around you? Because if they are, girl, you gotta go.
Exactly. Like, basically, like, as we said, like, are we, do, not to say, like, do we have the same life goals and stuff like that, but, like, are we on the same path? Like, do we have the same, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, what is the word? Like,
you were saying, like, wavelength yesterday. Like, even though I'm sorry to say that, but
are we on the same wavelength? Like, I was saying yesterday, as I've gone through life recently and, like, with this, within this past year, like, a lot of people have gotten cut out. And, it sucks because, like, I feel like it's bad when you, like, miss someone that you had to, like, cut off because you're, like, choosing yourself. But, like, if I reflect on my life now, like, without those people, like, it's just, like, I'm happy that I have, like, a smaller circle with people who are...
Yeah.
Aligned with me. Like, everyone who is a close friend to me, like, I feel like we're all, like, very, like, understanding. Like, even, like, my friends back at home, like, we don't have to, like, talk all the time and stuff. Like,
because, like, those friendships are the best.
I agree. Because, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like I'm so bad at, like, responding to texts. Like, I'll see it, but then I get distracted, and then it's, like, a week later.
I agree.
But, like, I feel like I can text those people and be like, I'll literally just, I like to send voice memos. I'm a voice memo person. So I'll drop them with a, hey, like, I saw your message a little bit ago. Oh, I saw it when you sent it. My bad. But, you know, things happened. I got caught up. But, like, just wanted to get back to you now. Like, I don't know. Let you know, like, I'm thinking about you. Like, respond to what they said. Like, and they, like, I have friends who will respond back and be like, don't even worry about it. Like, I assume that because I feel like we know that nothing that we're, like, doing to each other, like, it's not, like, it's personal. It's not out of spite, which, like, I feel like it's really refreshing to be in relationships like that because, like, I feel like when I was in high school, like, I was, like, in a huge, like, friend group where, like, everything, like, had, like, bad intentions, you know? Like, that's another thing. Like, and kind of, like, it's easy almost in a way to, like, get caught up with people and, like, be friends with people who actually, like, hate you.
Yeah. No, it is because...
like, they actually hate you. Like, they do not want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
They don't want you to be happy. Like, and yeah, like, it comes from them not loving themselves. And, like, it's not to say that someone who loves themselves can't have healthy relationships with other people. But, like, why do I want to be friends with someone... or be dating someone who's, like, plotting on my downfall? Because
literally,
to me, I want everyone at my table, I want them to eat. I want them to eat, and I want them to, like, live, like, I don't know, like, I want them to live their best dreams, their best life, like, and I want to support them through that journey and do whatever I can to, like, help them get to that point, you know?
You waste so much time in your life being bitter about the dumbest things.
Yep.
Like, that's what I've learned. And, like...
I agree with that.
I've been, like, starting to journal more, and, like, I feel like things that I've been trying to tell myself is, like, is this gonna matter in 10 years? 5 years?
Nope.
Because if it's not, why are you wasting the time to be so upset about it?
Sorry, if you hear us, like, slurping.
Yeah, the water.
But, like, I apologize for that. I'm trying not to cough, but...
I feel like, I just feel like, I don't know, kind of going back to, like, having friends in high school that literally, like, they would claim to love you and then, like, at the end of the day not show up for you. Like, it stems out of, like, not loving yourself, but, like, I feel like it also, like, it's kind of, I don't know, it's a hot take, but I feel like it's not hard to remember your friends. Like, I get it, like, life goes on, you have things in your life, but at the end of the day, like, you still establish, you have that friendship, and, like,
and I think,
you know,
about
each
my
other.
Friends, like, I feel like, too, like, okay, even if we're not texting, like, I made a TikTok about this recently that I thought was, like, cute, but, like, I feel like people can show you that they're, like, thinking about you, like, in small ways. Like,
yes.
A couple of weeks ago, like, I don't know, like, all my friends were being, like, cute and wholesome and stuff. And, like, they were just sending me stuff, like, they know I like this book series, Dune. So that she, like, was at the bookstore and was like, look, like, she took a whole video and was like, look at this special edition Dune book. And then my friend, went on spring break to London and he sent me a picture of this house and he was like, this is so you. And then, like, I have friends who, like, during, like, Christmas time, they went to, like, India and they were like, you know, we brought you back these bracelets, like, because we're like, this is just, like, you. And, like, I just, like, that is so, like, sweet. Like, that is, that just really, like, that just, like, touches my heart. Even if it's, like, a meme, a TikTok, like, I'm gonna send it to you if it reminded me of you. Like, I feel like I think of all my friends and the people I love in everything that I do and as I'm, like, going throughout my life. Like, I feel like you're carrying all those people with you, like, through your life experiences.
It's literally, like, how they say, like, to be loved is to be seen. And that's literally what it is. And also, like, that's another thing to kind of, like, talk about. Like, how do you want to be loved? I feel like that's also very important in, like, you coming into, like, your full skin and feeling secure with where you are in life. Like, are the people around you loving you the way that they want, like, that you want them to? Like, I feel like we're kind of similar. I feel like being seen is so important. Like, I was talking to Mastermind yesterday, and I feel like we were talking about, like, the way that I love is, like, I will give you the first bite of my sandwich, and I will give you the last bite. If I see that, like, I don't know, your notebook is teared or something, I'm gonna go out of my way and try to, like, you know, fix it up for you just because I love you. Obviously, with boundaries. I'm not about to, like, try and be a whole mother right then and there, to be honest. But I feel like that's how I love. How do I want to be loved? I feel like I want to be loved by also reciprocating that same energy. You're making, like, the time to, like, see how I feel. How's my day going? Like,
yes.
It's, like, the little things. It's literally just asking me, like, the tiniest, like, literally this the smallest things ever. Like, oh my God, like, I just had, like, the best food. I want you to, like, try this one day or whatever. Like, you would love this. Like, that's fire.
I feel like my, like, love language is to be, like, considered.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like, and I feel like that can mean, like, a lot of different things, like, mm-hmm. And to be considered is just, like, even if we're arguing, like, I want you to be, like, thinking about how I'm feeling, or, like, if we're playing, like, I don't know, I just feel like it shows, and this goes for really friendships too, like, it shows a lot when you are able to consider another person, because, like, I don't know if this goes against technically what we've been saying about, like, self-love, but, like, I feel like when you're considering, I feel like the reason why considering someone is so special is because it's, like, you're choosing to, like, almost, like,
give time
yeah. And, like, look at how something might affect someone else. Not necessarily over you, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if what I'm saying makes
no,
sense.
No, like,
you know?
I think what you're trying to say is, like, when people try to look at things through your perspective without it being performative is so, like, I don't know, it's so validating, because it's like, wow, you really are taking the time of day to think about me. Like, you're thinking about what I feel, like, and I don't think being, like, considered, I feel like that's also the bare minimum in certain ways, because, like,
it's the bare minimum, but
it is.
When you talk about the bare minimum, a lot of people don't do the bare minimum, because I feel like a lot of people say to me all the time, like, mostly, I guess they'll say it to me in terms of relationship-wise, but even, like, friendship-wise, they're like, you have really high standards for people. Like, you have really high standards, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, you want this, you want that. And I'm like, I really don't. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'm just being asked to be treated like a human.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
There's certain things where I feel like you should not have to praise someone in your life for it. Like, I feel like that just goes without saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, like, I agree, like, I don't know, I also feel like having high standards is not a bad thing. Like, obviously there's a difference between having high standards and being unrealistic. Like, if you have high standards, that's good. Have high standards, because who you surround yourself with and who you allow to enter your life is important.
Exactly. And maybe I have high standards for other people because I have high standards for myself.
Yes.
I want to. And if I'm surrounding myself with people who are on the same wavelength as me, then they're also going to yes. have those high standards of how, like, they treat other people. Like, I just feel like even, like, giving an example, like, I feel like me and Melanie, like, without saying, like, what we talk about, like, we'll text each other and be like, we'll talk about something and we'll just be like, all right, just let me know, like, if I'm ever doing too much, or, yeah, like, literally. If you don't want to, like, hear about what I'm trying to rant about, just because, like, I don't want to, you know, overstep or, like, mm-hmm. make you feel uncomfortable and, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's just, like, nice, at least, that we can
consider each other's boundaries.
Yeah, like, yeah. you know, like, I don't want to, if you're going through something, I'm not trying to tell you the most depressing news of your life and yeah. then, like, make you feel even worse about what you're dealing with, you know?
Yeah, and I feel like the same thing goes for, like, all my friends, like, even back at home. Like, I, like, after, like, let's say, like, I ask them, like, oh, like, are you available? I kind of want to talk to you about something. If they're not available, they're not available. If they don't want to talk, they don't want to talk. Like, I'm not about to force you to listen to my whole spiel for nothing, you know? Like, that's not beneficial to you. Like, I feel like that's something so important. And, like, and if they do want, like, if they do want to talk, or if I do allow them to tell me things, like, I feel like it's common, like, at the end of the conversation, we're like, sorry, like, I don't know, like, let me know if this is too much, like, obviously, I feel like you don't have to apologize all the time, but, like, it's nice knowing that, like, oh, like, I'm considering your life into this.
Also, like, I feel like it's better just in general to be getting advice from someone who's in the right headspace to give you advice.
Yes.
Someone who's not yes. in the right headspace to be giving you any advice, they're not, first of all, they're probably not going to be giving you good advice, and you're not going to leave that conversation feeling either better or, like, you've gotten something from it. And, like, something, too, that I was thinking about, like, last week is, like, this has to do with journaling. I really just highly recommend journaling to yes. anyone and everything, because
I brought my journal. Look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my mom got it.
That
for
is
me.
Like that it, is it,
it's
cool
got a pin and a code.
Fuck. Fuck. I need guys, I wish you could see this journal right
it's
now.
It's so cool.
It's like got like a metal buckle and like dials. Like, okay, I need that shit. The pen's on the Yeah,
the pen comes with it.
That's cool.
I
as
love
fuck.
My journal.
Wow. Okay, my journal is just like a composition book, but
no, it's okay.
I feel like I was like, I don't know. Like sometimes I just be like, I feel like I'm a little bit of an overthinker, so sometimes I'll just be overthinking stuff. And I remember I wrote in my notes, and this is true. It's not to say that you shouldn't rely on like your community and like your friends, but I was like, I literally wrote my notes. I was like, at the end of the day, like, why does anyone have to give a fuck about your problems?
I'm like, it's so real though.
Like, it's your problems. Like, I'm sorry, but like, yeah, like I care about you, but like the person who's gonna care about your problems the most is you.
Yeah.
And by journaling, I feel like there's a lot of times where I like to think that, like, we have the answers to our own problems a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And when you're able to write those feelings out and just, like, express them, read back on them, like, it just helps you reflect on things. And I feel like a lot of the time, like, I journaled, like, all last year. Like, I basically almost, like, filled that composition book. And I haven't had much to say, so I haven't been journaling lately. But I feel like when your mind is just racing with all mm-hmm. this, like, information, or, like, if you're overthinking, if you're anxious, if you're, like, depressed, like, and you just put that out there, like, it's just such a relief.
Yes.
Because, too, like, no one's coming, because sometimes maybe you don't even want advice. You're just trying to, like, you're just trying to rant, put that information out there, and, like, you can on paper. And like low-key sometimes I like going back and reading and I'll be like, this clown.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, damn girl, it was not that deep.
No, literally. Like,
but I feel like
it's usually never that deep.
Journaling like has helped so much. Like, that was also a New Year's resolution of mine. Like, I was like, okay, let me start getting into journaling. Like, my mom got me a journal for Christmas. Shout out, Ma. Love you.
Yeah, she got you, like, that sick-ass journal.
Yeah.
Shout out. But, shout out, Mama Dukes.
Yeah, literally. And, like, I started journaling, and, like, literally, it helps you slowly, like, think. Like, I feel like I start overthinking and, like, spiraling, and, like, you're writing down words, and you have to slow down to write them. Like, you are starting to think, actually. And another thing is, like, kind of going back to the whole advice thing, like, think about who you're asking advice from. Do they take their own advice?
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because something too that I've been thinking about is I was like, and I say this to my roommate, who's like also one of my closest friends. I'm always just like, there's not many people that I care to get advice from. I'm not going to lie, because, and maybe this sounds judgmental, but like, if I'm looking at how you live your life, what advice do you have to give to me? No, I'm seeing literally the decisions that you're making, yes, and what you're doing, yes, and you're not able to help me. I want to be getting advice from people who, I don't know if I'd say similar to me, but like who are
willing to help themselves.
Yes. People who are willing to help themselves. 100%. Yes,
I agree. I feel like that gets, like, confused, and people forget, like, oh, like, I don't know, I feel like it's easy, like, let's say you and your friend want to, like, rant to each other, obviously, like, consensually, you both, like, are on the same wavelength, like, you want to rant, right? One of them starts giving you, like, advice, and it's like, hold up, I didn't want advice, like, why are you giving me this information? Like, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but it's not helping, and also, I'm not going to take it. I don't know. Yeah.
No, sorry guys, I'm like shifting around and stuff, but no, I completely agree with that. As we're kind of like coming a little bit to a close, I wanted to ask you, like, what currently are some goals that you have for yourself, and like, how are you actively working towards them? And then, like, you know, after you speak, I'll talk about my own.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a hard, not a hard question, but it's such a packed question, because I have so many goals for myself. And, like, they're not unrealistic. I just want to put that out there. Like, yeah, literally, come on, girl, come back down to earth. But I feel like one of them is, like, fully embracing myself, like, being the most authentic version of myself, not changing myself for anyone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, before, I could find myself doing that. Like, I was a people pleaser. Like, if you did this, like, I was like, oh my god, like, I want to impress you. I want that validation. That's not what rolls with me anymore. Like, I'm sorry, if you don't like my vibe, then you don't like it. That's okay. Like,
there's a million people in the world. There's, yes, someone else who will like my vibe. And that's, like, fine.
I feel like another goal of mine is to, like, I don't know, take more time to experience life. I feel like I worry so much about the past and so much about the future that I, yes, forget to just live life. Like, life is meant to be lived. I don't know, I can't stress that enough. Like, you're not living.
Be present.
Yes, be like, present. Be present in the moment. Be and present. Like, also be a little bit more, like, I'm not saying you're not grateful, but, like, appreciate the things around you. Like, I appreciate the people in my life, the people around me. I appreciate, like, my family. I'm very grateful for the spot I am in life right now. I'm at college. Like, not many people can say that for themselves.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people don't have the privilege to attend college.
Exactly. Like, and in certain ways, I do have, like, certain privileges. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So I feel like I just need to be more present. That's, like, a huge thing of mine. And, like, obviously I have other goals in my life where it's like, oh, travel more. Like, be, like, I don't know, find new hobbies and stuff like that. But, like, the goals that I have for myself are, like, really from within. But yeah,
I agree with that. I definitely connect with, like, the be present, like, be present goal, because as someone who is an overthinker, like, it is just so easy to get, like, caught up in your own thoughts and, yes, like, not be able to focus on what's happening, like, in front of you. Like, a lot of people say, like, and I feel like people say this, like, in terms of, like, talking about college, they're like, appreciate the time that you have, that you're with the people that you have while you're in college, because it's going to go by so quickly.
Yeah.
And I was gonna say we're only sophomores, but this semester is almost over, and
it basically is.
It's basically over.
Going into junior year,
and we're already gonna be juniors, which, like, I don't know. Like, it's just crazy for me to comprehend, because I'm like, even though high school feels so far away, at the same time, like, how in 2 years am I gonna, yeah, be, like, done with college? And, like, I feel like there's like little ways that I try to stay present, because I feel like something for me, like, okay, we grow up in, like, the tech age. Like, I love my phone. I love technology.
Yeah,
like,
get off your phone.
I'm trying to get off. I don't, if we're socializing, like, and I try, unless, like, I'm waiting for a response from someone, like, I'm really trying not to pick up my phone. I want to be, like, present with you, like, in the moment. Like, I want to be enjoying our conversation. Like, maybe even sometimes, like, I leave my phone and, like, most of the time, like, the only time I'm really trying to be on my phone while I'm doing something is if I'm trying to, like, capture the moment, like,
yeah,
through pictures. But, like, even that's a reason why I kind of respect the whole... This has nothing to do with anything, kind of. But, like, this is why I kind of respect, like, the digital camera movement coming back.
I was literally about to bring that up.
Because, okay, I can bring this around with me and capture the moment without having to also be on that same device that's connected to my communication with all my friends, everyone I know, and then, like, the whole world, you know? And like, that's a lot of power in this little device. And, like, sometimes you just need to disconnect. And for me, a way that I've learned to disconnect and be more present, I've, like, this sounds corny, but, like, I've found that, like, through, like, nature. Like, I love, like, I also, like, live by the beach, so I love just, like, being able to, like, sit by the beach and hear, like, the waves coming in and, mm-hmm. like, seagulls.
Yeah, literally.
Seagulls or, like, but I also live close to, like, a lot of, like, woodland, so I love to go hiking out with my mm-hmm. dog, and, like, while I'm on that hike, I tell myself, like, do not check your phone even once. It doesn't, nothing that's going on there matters in this moment. I want to be present with my dog who's so cute.
That's your dog. That's my dog right there.
That's my dog. That is my dog. But, like, I'm trying to be like him. Like, he's just sniffing. He's just sniffing all around, all the plants, everything.
His ass ain't on IG Reels.
Yeah, like. He's not scrolling on TikTok. Like, come on.
Like, I'm dead. No, I agree, though. Like, so, like, okay, what I'm about to say, she's so different, she's so mysterious.
That's us.
No, but, like, I would do social media breaks. I would deactivate my accounts, delete the app off my phone, and I would just live my life. And I'm not gonna lie, like, that was the most, like, calm, like, my life has ever been. Like, people would be like, like, oh my god, what is it called? What's that app? Paparazzi or, like, Be Real? Like,
oh my god.
That
gosh.
Shit, when that shit came out, my friends were like, oh my god, download this. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is a paparazzi?
Okay, what is that? I don't know what
that's like. It stemmed from, like, Instagram, I think. But, like, my friends, like, brought it up to me, and I was like, wow, like, y'all are really attached to your phones. Not me. Like, I'm just kind of living life.
And not were, like, me. Not were, like, you saying not me.
Sorry, y'all. But, like, my friends were like, what do you do on your phone? Bro, I would literally, like, if I'm bored, maybe I'll play solitaire. Like, what can I say?
How about we read books? What happened to
reading, dude?
What happened to... Yeah, don't get me started on that one. Guys, I'm on book 4 of the Dune series. I started reading it after I watched the first Dune movie.
She's so different.
And, guys, I actually highly recommend. Like, I... Please read Dune.
I'm not a book reader, but I definitely... I'm more creative,
she said,
I feel.
Nah.
Yeah, sorry, y'all. I feel like crocheting, or, like, oh, we've been talking about this, wanting to do pottery.
Ceramics.
My god,
ceramics.
I want,
speaks to my soul.
Yes, like, just truly, having a creative outlet,
doing
that is
something,
so nice.
Yes, and that's the next goal, because I honestly feel like with everything else in my life, like, I'm doing what I want to. I love music. I'm a DJ at my school's radio station. I'm in 2 different music clubs. I'm always, like, consuming that, involving myself in it. Like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but when I was in high school and I, like, took ceramics,
that's so funny. I'm so jealous.
I'm not, like, I am a creative person, but I am a creative person in terms of, like, literature, I guess. Like, I've always been more of a writer. Like, I write poems,
journal. She's different. Wait.
I write poems, I journal. I can't sketch. I used to try to draw I'm seeing now some of, like, my, what is it called? Fellow students?
My peers?
Yes, my peers. Some of my peers now are in art school, and I remember their doodles are now masterpieces. So, you know, that just wasn't me. But
yeah,
I took ceramics in high school, and that was the first time in my life where I was just like, first of all, when you're doing that, this is just a like literally a shameless plug of ceramics. But like, you are working with your hands. You are literally creating something from nothing. Yes. And you can create anything that you want. You are just like molding this, and like, in a way, like, not to make it deep, but like, I feel like that's how it feels like with myself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm molding myself into the person that I want to be, like, and it's fun once you get your stuff fired, how you get to glaze it.
I'm gonna be real. I just think it's like, nice. Like,
me giving like the specific.
Yeah, like,
sorry, girl, I'm giving y'all the porno. I'm so sorry, guys.
I'm crying.
The way I sink my fingers into the wet clay, and I drag the brush, and create little lines and. I'm sorry, guys.
No, she's just mysterious. Like, she just can't help it. No, I agree with that stuff, though. Like, yeah, like, art is art. Like, it really is, bro. Like, I feel like also doing ceramics, like, you have, like, an outcome. Like, your piece that comes out in the end, like, you have something to be proud of. Like, I did this myself.
I also think, though, what I like about, like, ceramics the most is that I don't think about anything else except for what I'm doing.
Yes.
That is, and for someone, I said, for an overthinker, that's crazy to do. And also, that's low-key how I feel towards, like, going to the gym, too.
Yeah.
It's like, you aren't thinking about anything except for what you're doing in the moment. That is so, like, freeing to get a break, because we are just always thinking, you know? Like,
and I'm not, like, I don't write or anything other than, like, journaling, but, like, I wish I could be a writer. I just feel like I'd be too picky about my work and overanalyze it. But, like, that's why I feel like on, like, hands-on creative stuff is kind of more my outlet. And, like, kind of going back to what you were saying before, this has nothing to do with ceramics. You were talking about, like, being present and, like, appreciating, like, the digital cameras and stuff like that. I was going to bring this up. That's also a goal of mine.
To get a digital camera?
No, I have one. Like,
she
already got one. But, like, one of my goals is to, like, take more pictures of myself. And that sounds so weird, but I cannot find a photo of myself when everyone, like, whenever I'm doing, like, work or, like, a club, and they're like, insert a photo for yourself or a profile.
Oh, no, I can't relate to that.
I can't find any photos. And, like, it's, I feel like taking pictures of yourself, is also a part of, like, loving yourself. Like, loving how you look, loving how, like, you feel in that moment. Like, and I feel like that's so important. Like, because I was talking to one of our coworkers the other day, and I was like, I feel like down the line, if I end up having kids, I'm going to have nothing to show them while I'm in college. Like, I need to start now. Like, I'm not about to show them my Snapchat photos from when I was fucking, like, 13. Like, that's embarrassing.
I feel like a lot of people... Okay, I'm, like, on the opposite spectrum as you. Like, anyone who follows me on Instagram knows I'm a frequent, like, poster of myself. But the thing is, and, like, I feel like, too, like, a lot of people have been trying, I feel like, to say to me now, like, and, like, I feel like sometimes I'll even catch myself putting myself down in a way by being, like, people have been saying, like, oh, like, or we'll say, like, you're full of yourself, like, you're so vain.
No.
You're so, like, you don't know what it took. To get to where I'm at now.
There's,
like,
a difference.
What do you mean?
There's a difference between being confident and being cocky. I said it.
And I feel like I'm a very confident person. I'm confident. And in the areas where I'm not confident in, like, I challenge myself to become more, like, confident.
I also,
you know,
feel like cocky people put other people down and confident people love that. And, like,
I want everyone to be confident. I want to see all of your selfies. I will be liking all of them. I will be hyping you up. Like, I love that. Like, I'm happy you love yourself. It's so hard to. And I feel like this, like, connects to something completely different, but, like, at least from my perspective, like, I've always, like, grown up in, like, white spaces, which makes it even harder for me to love myself, because I've never been, like, I don't know, the standard.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, we go to, like, a PWI. So, once again, like, I... And even though, low-key, there's more diversity here than there was at my high school...
There is.
It's still, like, something that I, like, challenge myself to do. Like, I want to embrace, like, my curly hair, like, as, like, and stuff like that. Like, I want to embrace, like, my features, my style. Because I feel like when I was, like, in high school, like, I was never able to, like, truly, like, be who I was. Because I felt like I had to, like... Yes. Fit a certain mold, and now I dress however I want, and I post however I want, I post whatever I want, and I just, like, I am more authentic to who I am, and I want to be authentic to every single part of me. I don't want to deny any part of me, because all of those individual parts are what make me me. I feel like when you are more authentic to yourself, you attract people who, like, are truly interested in you for you.
Yeah, I honestly appreciate that you brought that up, because, like, I agree. Growing up, I've always been in, like, my town is diverse, but the middle school / elementary school I went to, like, wasn't that diverse. Like, there was a lot of white kids, right? And so, like, it was so weird, because, like, not being white was seen as, like, oh, you're so exotic, you're so ethnic, like, you know? And I'm going to be so real, I'm Mexican, but, like, I always had a struggle in embracing and loving my culture without it tying to, like, negative stereotypes.
I 100% understand that.
Like, you're telling me I can't listen to, like, bachata, like, cumbia, reggaeton, like... You're telling me that I can't listen to that without, like, being my own person? Like, people would tie it to being, like, this sounds so bad, but, like, literally, like, people would tell me, like, you're so whitewashed. Does that mean?
People would...
Like, what do you want me to be like? And that's another thing. Like, I would ask, like, what do you want me to be like? No, girl. How do you want yourself to be? Like,
and also, I don't give a fuck what you want me to be like. Because I'm going to be what I want to be like. Like, no, I obviously completely get that. Like, I'm mixed, so, like, I feel like for me, like, too, it's always been a battle of, like, two sides. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I'm half Hispanic and I'm half Black. And honestly, like, in a way, like, Hispanics are... at least where I came from, I feel like Hispanics were more respected than Black people were. Mm. So, like, I feel like, in a way, like, I've had to deny, like, or, like, try to push down parts of my identity to, like, truly, like, appease other people. Mm-hmm. Like, people would be like, oh, let me guess, your favorite genre is rap music.
Like,
or people would say to me, like, oh, you're so loud and ghetto, you're so this and that.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many just, like, different things that, like, made it hard for me to, like, accept and fully, like, embrace my culture. Mm-hmm. And, like, I love every single part of me. Like, I love my Black side, I love my Hispanic side, and I can connect to all of them. Mm-hmm. Like,
and, like, it ties in so much to, like, how you love yourself. Like, when people are putting you down and, like, your identity down, it makes it so hard for you to actually, like, embrace your features, embrace, like, your culture, and love your culture as well as yourself. Like,
self-love. I feel like self-love, like, I don't, you're gonna get where this is coming from. But, mm-hmm. like, this is why I truly just think that, like, self-love is so, like, revolutionary. Mm. And... it is, like, a resistance against society. Because mm-hmm. I'm saying to you, I don't care what you have to say about me.
Yep.
I'm going to love myself regardless.
I agree.
Like, that is a huge statement to make.
It's like what you were saying, like, loving yourself is such a power. It is. Like, I feel like by being, like, the most confident version of myself, the best version of myself, like, I'm not putting other people down. If anything, I feel like I'm encouraging others to, like, do the same thing.
Exactly. And I hope that I can be that person who inspires other people to do that, then it just creates a whole chain and process of everyone loving themselves, which, like, call me crazy, but that's the ultimate goal. But as we are wrapping up, I am going to close things off by letting my guest here with me, Melanie, share a song that she's been vibing with lately. So I am going to play that for you guys, and then I'll give my little closing statement then.
You have the smile that changes every mood I'm in. And how do I say I love?
I feel like this is a very, like, emotional episode for me, honestly. And I am so grateful that you were my guest on the show with me today. So I feel like that song was a perfect way to close out this conversation. So love you, bro.
Bro, and I love you. Thank you.
I love you, and thank you for having this conversation with
bro,
me.
Bro, thank you for choosing me to have this conversation with you. Y'all don't know this, but we were playing that song, literally sitting here in silence, about to cry. Like,
yeah.
Well, also, like, just kind of reflecting on everything. Just, I don't know, I feel like I'm leaving here today, like, proud of myself again. Like, I forget to, like, appreciate myself. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for coming on. Till next time, guys. This is Mastermind.